From Romans 15 and 4, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Heavenly Father, may we stop for a moment today to drink in a breath of fresh air, and may our hearts rejoice at the hearing of your word, the promises held by it, the power displayed through it, and the peace that comes upon us by it. And may these things, because of your word, remind us daily that our hope in all things comes through you and you alone. You, our Creator, formed us in the womb. Our Savior, who was sacrificed for our sin that we could live. Our Redeemer, who brings to us transformation by changing within us that which we in no way could change ourselves. Our Rock. The foundation that we stand on, the one thing that will not change, you are steady, constant, trustworthy, and true, and our shield. No one else can deliver us from evil and show us the way to navigate this sinful world, protecting our souls for our eternal journey. Lord, help us to see you as our all in all and increase our faith. Fill us with your wisdom and discernment. Send us help when we cry out and give to us rest and show us the way when another step seems impossible to us to take. O Lord, may our love for you blossom in these dreary days. As your return draws near and as we who are yours long to see your return, and the fulfillment of your word being displayed before and within us. Great is your faithfulness, mighty is your truth, deep is your love, wide is your mercy, and just will be your wrath. And to you, our Father, be the glory as your Son, our Lord Jesus, takes his place before the people. And to him will every knee on earth and in heaven and under the earth bow, and it will be proclaimed by them that Jesus is Lord, and all to the glory of God. Amen. From Jeremiah 1:1-12, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak, I am only a child. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to, and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you, and will rescue you, declares the Lord. And then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. And the word of the Lord came to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. And the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. There, did you hear that? The word of the Lord came to me. You did not first seek it out, but it came to you. Everyone will respond to the words of God, some by ignoring it, rebelling against it, turning and hoping it will be silenced or just go away. Others will hear it, be stirred by it, want to know more of it, and yet be frightened by it and what it may call them to do, and yet they will submit themselves to it. If you call yourself a Christian, then you have heard the Lord's calling, and the word of the Lord came to you, and you answered by saying yes to him and to his calling. But the question to be asked of you today is, where truly was your heart? And what was the attitude of it when you answered? Because many of those who answered yes found that when times got hard or the blessings didn't fall, bringing to them all that they wanted, they quickly withdrew their commitment and gave themselves permission to dabble in both the things of the Lord and those of the world. And how miserable the life of them that sit on the fence, for there from their perch they can either stand for or against anything for fear of the wrong choice. Truth is denied by them, that by being this way they stand with the world and against the things of God that are righteous and holy. They are members of the church of Laodicea, and of them the Lord says in Revelation 2, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot, and I wish you were either one or the other. And so because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich, and I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you don't realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. This is a grave warning to the church today. Remember, we are the church. The church that sits back and does not speak the truth of the Word of God. The church that panders and caters to people, giving to them what they want to hear and pacifying them with drunkenness and orgies that may draw many into the lust consuming by the culture of the day. This is today where many Christians separate themselves out because they don't know the God of the Bible, and nor do they follow His Christ. Today it's time, not tomorrow, to sit with the Lord and to examine your life before and currently with Him. There will be many, the Bible tells us, that will call out, Lord, Lord, and He will look at them and say, Begone from me. I never knew you. Where is your heart today? Is it set on the things of God? What is your attitude towards the day? Is it looking through the eyes of God? And where are you going today? Are you being led by the words of God? Jeremiah would endure much in his lifetime. He would see many things that would break his heart, and he would proclaim the word of the Lord to the people, knowing that they would not hear because they would not stop what they were doing to listen to what was being said to them. Jesus was crucified for this same reason. People heard from him the word of God. They saw the miracles of God. They even knew, many of them, that the prophecies of the Bible were fulfilled in him by God. And yet they denied him as the Son of God because of their fear of change, of losing position, of being called out for the lives they led in leading the people of God away from him. And they could not give up the comfort, the power, the authority that they had taken for and upon themselves, and for that suffering fell. Adversity set up. Lies became truths, and chaos reigned. Does any of this sound familiar to you today? Jeremiah 1:17-19, the Lord said, Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. God called Jeremiah to a difficult task. His lifetime would be to proclaim the word of the Lord to a people who were obstinate, who were lost, who were given over to the ways of the world, and for it he would suffer in body, be imprisoned, mocked, scorned, and he would be hated by a people that he loved. And when the Lord called him, he did not say, Okay, this is what I want you to do. Now good luck with this. I know you will figure something out that will both make you prosper and yet accomplish what I'm telling you to do. No. The Lord calls us out. He equips us, he walks with us, and he will see us through to the end. He is who we are to keep our eyes on, to call on for his counsel, to walk in his ways, to do the things he asks of us, believing that he will see us through to the end of them, because it is not for our glory that we do them, but that we do them for the glory of the Lord. Does Jesus remind us of this when he prays in the garden that night of his arrest? Father, not my will, but yours be done. This is all to remind you that you don't venture out on your own when you are sent out to do the Lord's work. And yes, that is what you are doing and in everything that you do. Many of us take a lot of time to understand that and what it means. And we fall down or we sit alongside the road for a while, but we need to encourage one another as the Lord encourages us to get up and to continue the good fight. Go back and read Jeremiah 1:1-19 today, and renew your calling with the Lord. Look at the world through the Lord's eyes. Listen for the Lord's word to speak to you, and then move to where he calls you to go. Hear his words and take them to heart, each one of them, for they are life to you, food for a hungry soul. and then strengthen yourself by his word, in knowing that you're not alone in any circumstance. He is there beside you, and he will do for you as he did for Jeremiah and for Jesus. He will bring you through to the other side of your suffering to bask in the power of his love, the glory of his might, and the truth of his word. If God is for you, who then can stand against you? Great is our God, and worthy of all of our praise. Maranatha.